Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Pulling on Heaven podcast with Pastor Gary Zamora. Pastor,
hey,
thank you so much for having me here today with you.
Always love it. It's always a pleasure. And I always think, I wonder what God's going to say, because how many times have we come to this table and
not knowing what to say?
Yeah, in some way, or we had it laid out. Let's talk about this. And something happens and it goes in some totally different direction than we had anticipated. And it always turns out to be great, though. We always have a great time. I think that's something to do with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, or walking by faith, or a roll of the dice. No, yeah, it's not that. I just believe that God orders our steps. We know where to go and what to do. Yeah, listen, I want to talk about something today. I want to talk about discipline. And because we talk a great deal about God speaking through us and the word of the Lord working through us and our freedom in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about discipline. You know, the word says it like this. It says, what man, what person building a house doesn't stop and count the cost first, so they know that they have enough to finish the house. So they're not embarrassed and out a lot of money. You know, you start to build something, you don't have enough money to finish it. Well, if you're building a house, for instance, to sell.
Which we're right in the middle of with my family. My parents lost their house in the fire in Malibu a few years ago, and they're getting really close, but we've been dealing with all that and the costs and where you cut back and where you go, and you think you've got this much money, but maybe you don't, or maybe you get some more because of insurance and all that craziness.
Well, and it's a good analogy then. And Jesus is the one who said, hey, you know, the word says, what man building a house doesn't stop to count the cost? And if you don't, you can end up in a situation like that. I mean, I've done some projects too and thought, you know, let's do it for this amount. And, you know, twice the price later, you're going, that was more than but you know what? The thing is make sure you have more than you need.
Yep.
Way more than you need.
Way more than you
need. And Christ is way more than we need.
That's right.
But it requires discipline by the word of God. I know any growth in my life, I know, we've talked pretty extensively for a lot of years now. Yeah. We've known each other, we've talked, we've ministered together, we've just sat down at a dinner table and talked about just the different things God has said, done in our lives, and you and I can get into some pretty deep conversations, as well as my wife, Donna, and Jen, your wife, and we talk about the things God is saying and things God is doing and what God wants to do, and what would the church look like in the future? You know, what is the face of the church?
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, it's going to require discipline, and I'm not talking about the quote-unquote work ethics of
religion. Right, because that could be, that's kind of a trigger word in a kind of a way, because it's a lot of people get turned off of religion and it being about you have to have this discipline and this control and everything like that. But I don't think that's what you're referencing at all.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Let's see where.
But the word again says you have to count the cost, and there is a price to pay to follow Christ. You have to give up everything that's trying to destroy you.
Yeah.
You have to believe that you're born of faith and not of fear. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to live by faith. And that needs to become one of the rules.
Yeah.
And the rule can be turned in two different ways. I am empowered by a rule because I have been made the rule. And that rule is faith.
Yeah.
So if I am born of faith, then I get to be faith. And the word says, it's written, the just shall live by faith. Why? Well, that's what we're born of. I believe I said Sunday, we can't live in fear when we're born of faith, because fear has torment, faith doesn't. But one of the rules is that we have the power to decide. We're going to open our mouth and say something because we feel it, or we're going to say what God says, whether we feel it or not. And that's a justified rule, meaning your words justify. The world is set on fire or nature is set on fire by the tongue, the course of nature, the course, not just a moment, not just a flame or a house burns down, but the course of nature is set on fire. And the tongue is, the word says, if you can rule the tongue, you can control the whole body. And instead of me thinking about it, the way I heard it before is you can't control your tongue, because if you could, you can control your whole body. And I've thought, well, what if you can't? What if you can control your tongue? If the word of the Lord is in your mouth, why can't you have enough discipline to control? And what is that discipline, though? Is it me? I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to just mandate to myself that I am not going to say anything evil. You know, the minute you say I'm not going to do it, then it's just like, it's like looking at sin, saying, it's like bringing your sin offering. Now you're remembering sin. So the rule is that I acknowledge who I am and I refuse to acknowledge who I'm not. So if the word says, and who identifies who I am? The word tells me who I am, not the news. We talked about that, I believe, in the last podcast, not what my emotions say. So now I'm disciplining myself, but I'm doing it all by faith, because I'm saying this is what my faith is. I may feel, you may feel afraid at times. You may feel fear. But if you don't act upon it, if you just say, I feel fear, but I'm born of faith, so I can't live by fear because I'm born of faith. And my fear is a deception, because if I'm born of the truth, anything that is in opposition to it is a lie. God cannot lie. He is the truth.
Wow.
He's put his word of truth on the inside of me. But it requires discipline to believe the word of God, because that's taking dominion. But it's not an effort. It's not a law of restrictions. It's not, I can't do this. Take the I can't out, and the only thing left is, I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ. Now, what we're doing is we're disciplining. We're disciplining ourselves. We're disciplining the mind. You're taking dominion over your will, but it's not a hard thing. Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor. There's a lot of tradition throughout the generations that is going to change. I see it prophetically. I'm declaring it, and I have to see it, and I have to say it, where the church is going to take on the face of faith and the voice of prophecy. And the word says, in the last days, your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Set on my servants, on my handmaidens, says God, I'll pour out my spirit, and you're all going to prophesy. And that's the church that I see. The face of the church that I see, is a church that prophesies, because they have stopped talking double-mindedly. Mm-hmm. It's way easier to keep the books when there's only one set of rules. And that rule is, I'm going to increase and not decrease. And that's an attitude. That's that power that faith gives us. Faith gives us the power to decide the way it's going to be. That's why Jesus said, well, who do you see me as? Because whoever you see me to be, that's who I'm going to be to you. Now, Jesus was Lord and Savior, but to some, they believed him to be an enemy, enemy to their authority, an enemy to their rulership, an enemy to their position, to their income. So to them, he was. It's not who he was, but it's what their faith, what their decision made him to them, and they suffered for it. But the word says they cast out the chief cornerstone. The word says they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God. So they didn't benefit by his presence. We are a body that can benefit. I see the church becoming more productive, more prosperous, more inclined to the will and the wisdom of God, more disciplined simply by faith, because we just stop double talking. We stop being too sold. The word says, don't be double-minded. A double-minded individual is unstable in all their ways. Let not that person think they will receive anything of God. You get up in the morning, you tell yourself you want to pray. You have to pray because it's what you want to do. You are worshiping. You know, every day I get up, and there's always an opportunity to do something. I tell myself, I discipline myself. And what I say is, I'm reading the word before I read anything else, because the word is going to tell me how to interpret everything else. I want that. I need it. So see, discipline becomes an anchor to keep you where you need to be, so you're not drifting off with every wave. It gives you the right interpretation of what's going on in the day, because you have a foundation. You know, it's kind of like if you take someone out in the middle of nowhere and you drop them off in the middle of the night or blindfold them, take off the blindfold and say, get home. There, which way is home?
Yeah, there's no framework.
You need, if there's clouds in the sky, you can't see the stars or the sun. We do that. We tend to do that by getting up in the morning, see what's going on in the world, see what people are saying, what's the agenda for the day, and then what do I need to pray about? No, you just got yourself dropped off in the middle of nowhere, blindfolded, it's cloudy, and wow. You have no clue as to where to go. And now it is a roll of the dice. Discipline yourself. Discipline yourself with the confidence that this day is going to be the greatest season of my life. And that's how you start your day off. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Something really great is going to happen today. Now, that's not something we have to fight to do. That's who we're created to be.
Yeah.
We are in the rest. We're resting. We're disciplining ourselves, but we're doing it in the rest. And what does that mean? Well, God sent his only begotten Son that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't have to worry about perishing. I'm not going to get up and try and figure out how I'm going to regulate the day so it's tolerable, you know, how I'm going to deal with the issues of the day. What I'm going to do is discipline myself to tell myself and to tell the day how it's going to treat me. This is the greatest season of my life. Let your ear hear your mouth say, out of your mouth you set on fire the course of your nature. I am disciplining the day. I'm not going to let the day discipline me. I'm telling the day, I'm prophesying and fulfilling the word of the Lord. I'm saying, thus says the word of the Lord, according to the word of God that is in me. This is a day the Lord has made. I am commanded. I am set on a course to rejoice and to be glad in it. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming anything. I'm not thinking about yesterday because the word says, I'm disciplining myself again, the word says, take no thought for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Paul said, don't think about yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, this is the day God has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm not going to walk in warfare with myself because I'm no longer alive. It's Christ that is in me and his way is perfect. I'm disciplining myself. I'm not fighting anyone. I'm not having to lift weights. I'm not having to run. I'm not having to sit there and sweat. He sweat, he bled for me. I'm taking on the nature of his rest. Scripture says, there therefore remains a rest unto the people of God. And he said, the only reason they didn't walk in that rest, what does that mean? It's finished. We can say, this is a day God has made. It's a blessed day. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. But if we contradict ourselves by reading the news and saying, okay, we got to pray about this. We got to pray. I don't let the world tell me what I need to pray about. Mm. I let the Spirit of the Lord and the Word of God tell me what to call today. Let the Word of the Lord tell you what you're supposed to pray about. Matter of fact, the Word says the Holy Spirit will teach us what we should say. You read the news, you find out, you hear all this stuff, phone calls, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and then you go and pray. And what's on your mind? What you need to pray about? Well, who told you? Well, because I just got this news. I just got this information. What if you started out declaring, prophesying, praying, speaking that word that brings change, and some of those phone calls never happened? Mm-hmm. What if you got up, and even if you got a phone call or an email or a text, you interpreted it in a totally different way, and the outcome was totally different than it would have been had you got the news and then went back to pray about it.
Right, and you let it spiral you out, but if you come to it hearing the news already on this foundation, it might not affect you at all.
At all. Or what your decision-making is going to be.
Exactly.
How you discern. Example, let's try God. He created man in his image and in his likeness. He said before, I'm going to prophesy the outcome here. Christ is set as the foundation before the worlds are framed, and he is going to redeem anything that could possibly go awry before we even begin laying the foundation of the world. And anyone that looks to him is going to walk in the purpose that it was planned before the first stone was laid, the first drop of water hit the planet. God's way is God's way. And get up in the morning and say only good is going to happen to me. But what I say a lot of times too is only God is going to happen to me. Only God is. Discipline yourself to rely upon the word. Because here's the thing, we're disciplined to do something, just like we're disciplined to worship. A lot of people, a lot of times, are get up, and our discipline is we have to see what the temperature is before we know how to dress, you know, before we know, we have to check the temperature and see, is this a day where I can come out rejoicing and happy, or am I going to be considered insensitive and not caring? No, I'm going to let the word of the Lord determine. The word says, rejoice, be glad, what things soever are lovely, good. I'm going to discipline myself by the word of God to tell the day what the day is going to be. I'm going to fulfill the word. I'm not waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I want to be the unction. I want to be the vessel through which the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens. When are we ever going to have that outpouring of prophecy? When we wake up and start prophesying.
Yeah.
When we wake up and say, this is the greatest season of my life. Discipline yourself to prophesy the word, and don't let the world tell you what you need to prophesy. That's taking authority. That's taking dominion. That's what God wanted Adam and Eve to do. Wake up and say, we have the entire garden, and the tree is right there for us to worship God. Every time we walk by, every time we walk in discipline, what discipline? We simply believe the word of the Lord is true, and everything else is a lie. And whatever it is, whatever the disorder, God sent Christ to bring order. When a man's ways please the Lord, even enemies have to be at peace with me. We need to discipline ourselves according to the word of God.
Man, that makes me think about even you saying about, you know, about prophesying and what Peter was saying in the latter days, and the young men will dream dreams and see visions, they'll prophesy. But the reality is, you know, Peter said that way back, right, you know, at the days of Christ.
Yeah.
And nothing's changed since then. And it's like, you look at the history of the church and like, what if the church had disciplined itself?
Yeah.
How different today would the world already look?
Look what Jesus said. He said, go up to the upper room. Here's a directive. You know, sometimes in Christianity, we scream about how free we are, but we fight like we're not.
Mm.
And we talk about how redeemed we are, but then we talk like we're not at all. When Jesus told them, he said, go discipline yourself. Go to the upper room, be in one mind and one accord, and be still and listen for God. Discipline. And what happened? Spirit of the Lord came in, filled the room, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to prophesy. People from every nation, the word says, were there that day. And they began to prophesy in everyone's language. And what were they prophesying? The wonders of God.
Yeah.
The wonders of God. And it was called the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost, and souls were saved, people were healed, the Spirit of the Lord was filling the nation because they disciplined themselves. How? By just doing what God told them to do, not with effort, not with sweat, not with blood, not with tears. He resisted the blood. We haven't. He did it for us. And the outcome was a transformation of mind. They were saying what God wanted them to say. They created the event of that day. They created by the Holy Spirit. They were the vessels that created what we refer to this day, the day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit of God, when people came, hundreds and thousands, and began to unite by a spirit and a voice they hadn't known before in a way they had never known. Discipline yourself. Go to the upper room. You don't have to talk about business. Go up there and just wait on the Lord, not as in you're sitting there
and
doing.
And how hard is that?
We fight so hard to get someplace we should never be going.
Yeah.
And then we try to fight to get our way back. And the word of the Lord says, I'll lead you in the way you should go. Discipline yourself. You can't do everything your flesh wants to do. The flesh is enmity against God. It is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. So what do? Well, there's two sides. Well, that's why we have to fight every day. We have to fight the flesh. We have to die daily. And you do die daily. How do you do it? I discipline myself by what? The loving, joyful, peaceful, powerful, restful word of God that doesn't make me complacent, but it literally agitates me into faith, and I'm going to prophesy the way it should be. And guess what? It'll turn out that way. And even if things go awry, it doesn't look like the day you planned. I've said this many times, but even if it doesn't go that way, You've set a foundation, so you have a footing. You weren't dropped off in the dark, blindfolded, no sun, no moon in the sky, or there is, but you can't see because of the clouds, and you're standing there wandering around just praying, God, save me, God, deliver me, God, open my eyes. If we start that way in the morning, those events will never take place. Those days of darkness, feeling lost, uncertain, they will not exist in our lives because the word says he leads us in the way we should go. He says, I'll never, never leave you or forsake you. Well, that reality, that point of rest says, I'm never going to be afraid that I'm lost somewhere. I mean, that's confidence for joy. That's a point of encouraging yourself in the Lord and standing strong in the word of God. And it's something we can do every single day. How hard is that? I mean, why do we make it so hard when he made it so easy? That's why he said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You're doing it the wrong way, and I will give you rest. You know what we're doing? We're dying to ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lot easier than trying to fight your will, fight away. Just start off with what God said. This is my will. My will is to do the, my bread is to do the will of the Father, Jesus said. But it does take discipline. It takes discipline by not believing that you're in control, but God is. The world isn't in control. God is. Negative events aren't in control. God's word is true. All things do work together for my good. Let your ear hear your mouth say. I mean, when you get up in the morning, discipline your ear to hear what God is saying. Make yourself, so when you hear a lie, you don't believe it. You know, a lot of the wrestling is against lies. A lot of the things we fight in our lives are afraid of. A lot of those things never even come to pass. I mean, have you ever been in a car or in a group of people and they start throwing out scenarios about what if this happened? If this happened, you ever done that? Yeah. If this guy says this, I'm going to come back with that. And if they say that, and before you know it, you're upset and you've created a scenario that never even existed. And now you're mad at this person. And maybe they call you up and say, hey, I just wanted to call you up and tell you I'm thinking about you, praying about you. And I mean, how often is that our reality?
Yeah.
Because we're not disciplined to prophesy the word of the Lord. Pull on heaven 24/7. Declare the word of God. Move the heavens with your faith. Tell the day what it's going to be. And this is what I've said many times as well. If you don't tell time, time is going to tell you. And what I mean by that is what we're talking about. If you don't get up in the morning and say, this is the day what I'm going to have. No, regardless of what happens, I'm going to have the greatest season of my life. Only good is going to happen to me. God is going to happen to me. And something really great is going to take place because God is great and he's greatly with me. If you start your day out, you're able to navigate any waters.
Yeah.
You're able to find your direction, and it doesn't take you all day to get there. You're not fatigued. You're in the rest because you started it out with disciplining your mind, disciplining your tongue, disciplining your ear, and you've taken dominion over your flesh. You've submitted your will to God on the altar of worship and praise. And your day is going to turn out totally different than it would if you wait for the world to tell you what you need to pray for.
Absolutely. And you know what? I can testify to that firsthand. And I think I shared opening at church a couple weeks ago, and that I started doing that this year. You know, I was like, okay, pastor's talking about, you know, that only good can happen to me, that something great's going to happen today, that this is the greatest day of my life, this is the greatest season of my life. And I begin every day, and I've started doing that this year. And and just, it's God, your kingdom come, your will be done, and that this is the day you've made. I'll read you. And it literally, first of all, it's not a chore. It's an act of, because the discipline itself is an act of worship and praise, but it so frames, I find that it just frames my mind for the day, that it really does shape how you interpret the information that comes to you and the interactions you have throughout the day, and things that might normally either spin you out, either you're calm or you see different strategy, or you see different purpose, you just see things working out differently than if you went in with some other mindset to it.
Yeah.
And you know, and a lot of times when you think of discipline, it's always like you know, I think of, maybe this is just me, my own background, but you know, a little kid, disciplining a kid, making sure they behave behave correctly, right. You know, and think of God being this wanting us to behave a certain way. But the other way to look at discipline is you look at like an Olympic athlete or any professional athlete or anyone that's excellent at anything, is that they develop a routine of discipline. And that discipline is actually something that they look forward to and they grab onto as the means of literally empowering them
that's
to
the
achieve the very, you know, the essence of whatever they're setting out to do.
Yeah.
And I think of what comes to mind, what's interesting is when Paul talks about, I believe it's in Colossians, where he talks about, you know, all things may be lawful to me, but not everything's expedient.
Yeah.
And so I think what's interesting about that, that takes the discipline aspect away from, are we living up to some line of God in terms of his approval of us or not? And
right.
Taking discipline away from that, and it's not about that, but it's like, but not everything's expedient. So even if you could do everything, even if, you know, let's say sin just literally doesn't exist, you can do whatever terrible thing you want. You know, which is not what that's about, but let's say you could, but that's, where's the, any of those things going to actually get you anyways?
Yeah.
So it's discipline is not about our standing of approval or God's liking us or not. It's about, are we like an athlete empowering ourselves to be the fullness of who he's created us to be?
Well, it's the word says, run like you're running in a race.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Everybody gets up and runs some kind of race.
Yeah.
If it's running a race to get to the couch and be a couch potato.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Who's going to get the remote control first?
Exactly. So we're all running a race to get somewhere. And what we're saying is incline yourself to do what you want the day to turn out to be. Great, joyful, peaceful, powerful, hopeful. Be an encouragement to someone around you. It's kind of like, you know, getting up in the day and you get a phone call about something that just irritates you. And so many great things are going on around. Maybe you have a family or a friend, you're going to go hang out with your buddies and you're going to church or, you know, God's given the pastor a great word, or, you know, you're going to go to work, you're going to help someone, whatever it is. And that one little irritant just threw your whole day off. The day turned out great and you never knew it. You know, friend called you and just say, hey man, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. And you're going, yeah, thanks. I really need your prayer. Instead of starting the day out and going, man, I really appreciate that. You know, I prayed for you today too. That's just confirmation. You miss the joy of that phone call telling you, man, I love you. I'm praying for you, because you didn't start the day out the way you're supposed to. So that one little thing that took place set your mind into a tailspin, and now you're diving, and your friend's call, which should have went like, hey man, that's great to hear. I appreciate you praying for me and thinking about me. I just prayed for you today as well. And that's just great. God's hand is on our lives, isn't it? Aren't we so powerful when we pray in unity? And instead you went, yeah, brother, I really need your prayers, man. You know, something just happened. Look at the two totally different worlds. Same thing happened. The outcome is totally different. The thing is, as you remained in the rest, your mind is at peace. You're filled with joy. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You feel empowered instead of weakened. We are made, we are created to tell time and to direct events. Mm-hmm. We are created to tell the day, this is the time it is. That's what God said to Adam.
Yeah.
Tell the day what time it is. You know, take dominion over the whole earth. It's all yours. And even that tree that I told you not to touch, it's yours too. It's your point of worship. There's your altar right there. Every time you walk past it and you obey me, you're worshiping me because you're honoring my word. You're trusting me. You're believing me. I mean, how much discipline would that take? What happens is when we don't do that, then we think, I'm missing something. Now the work begins. Now the lack of discipline, what we're afraid of in discipline to begin with is how hard it is.
Yeah.
We just, is this hard? No, it's not hard. When you are disciplined, life becomes much easier, much more restful, much more peaceful, far less rocks to navigate, far less closed doors to have to deal with. You just follow the arrows. And when we started out that way, that's the path that Christ has laid out for us when he said, I'll lead you in the way you should go, just like a shepherd leads his sheep. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. But when we start out the day without that discipline, now what we don't want, which is the hardship of trying to make decisions, now we're having to deal with a hardship because we didn't discipline ourselves with the word of God, which is who gives us life to begin with. It's not hard. This is the easiest thing in the world to get up and say, I'm going to tell my day how it's going to go, And that's my discipline. And it's going to go incredible because the Spirit of the Lord is on me. The Word of God is in my mouth. And the Lord is with me on every hand in all that I say and do. And 1,000 can fall at my side and 10,000 in my right hand, but it's not going to come close to me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I've set my affections on God. I mean, if that's hard, then you're probably just going to have a hard day no matter what happens.
Totally. But yeah, and I think in wrapping things up, I mean, I think also it's kind of like, you know what, a lot of people, you know, we encourage people to come to Christ, you know, for salvation,
yeah.
You know, and we're all in need of salvation, because that's the only way to be with him, to go to heaven and not, you know, go to hell, you know, but
that's a real important part of life.
And that's an important thing. However, that wasn't even really Jesus's own selling point of himself. No. I mean, that's more like the reality. That's the byproduct. And it's kind of like, I am the way. Come, you know, you want to be a part of me, come walk my way.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what ought to be for us, the enticement of getting to know him and getting to be like him, is because we want to be like him.
That's, you know, part of discipline.
That's who he's seeking.
What you're talking about, you've just disciplined yourself.
Yeah.
By saying that is who we want to be. It's our contradiction of ourselves that creates the hardship. Now I'm having a tough day. Well, you're going to have a tough day. Number one, if you're afraid to put any effort behind your actions and your faith.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead, being alone. Why do we fear the word effort when it comes to the Word of God, but we don't mind it if we do it in every other aspect of our lives, when we have all these endeavors and a lot of times they fall flat because it's just not what God called us to do? What if you actually committed, consecrated that moment in the day to tell the day by the word of the Lord, because you know who you are? That's discipline, when you think and say those things again. Is that hard? I know who I am. I'm blessed of the Lord. Well, that's hard. I don't think so. That's easy. You're making your day difficult when you wait for the day to tell you what you need to pray about and how you need to believe, instead of starting your day saying, this is how I'm going to believe, and this is how the day is going to turn out. We have dominion in the earth. We are called to be witnesses for Christ. God prophesied our beginning. We can prophesy the middle, and he's already prophesied the end. We are walking in unity with the will of the Father, because that's the way God wants it. And his word will not return void, but will accomplish exactly what he sent it to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Wow. What a great word. And that's something we can all, you know, focus on. And the thing is, I think I've already said it in conclusion once, and I'm saying it in conclusion again, because we're going long. The last thought that I had, and then I'll pitch it back for you to kind of wrap it up for us, is that the interesting thing about discipline is that the more you practice, the more unconscious it becomes to it not being anything. So in a lot of ways, like a lot of what you're saying, you know, that I think maybe in the beginning for me, it was like, I had to consciously do that. But then so much of it is going like, I don't know that I would call that discipline, but it is discipline. You know, from that perspective, that those things that you begin to practice because you're setting your feet on that path to walk out, you know, the more you do that, the more it becomes part of your nature, to the point that it just, you don't even necessarily have to become conscious of it anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of, what do they call it? Unconscious competence.
Yeah.
It's like getting in a car and driving. When you first get in the car, you're afraid of what shouldn't happen.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where accidents happen. Instead of being conscious that I know what I'm doing, and what is the instructor? Just relax, you can do this. You know, affirmation, you know, this is going to be okay. It's going to turn out. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
The word says, train a child up in the way that it should go. That's what we should do. Train ourselves up. Mm-hmm. We are training ourselves.
Yeah.
We are teaching ourselves who we are, instead of letting the world lie to us and letting events tell us, well, this is really a bad day. This is a tough day. This is a hard day. No, this is the greatest season of my life. Before I even put my foot on the foundation of what this day is going to look like, I'm going to build it on the Word of God. And you know what? If that takes some effort, stick to it for a minute. You'll be glad you did. You know, it will change your life. It'll change your mind. It's not an effort. We think of things, if it's an act of convenience, you know, then it's good. And if it's an act of effort, then I don't really want to do that. Tell yourself that it's not. Do you understand? We have the power in our mouth. By our words, we set on fire the course of nature. Tell yourself, getting up in the morning and worshiping God is the greatest, most exciting, easiest thing. Who told you it was hard to obey God? Like Jesus said to Adam and Eve, who told you you were naked? Who told you that it's difficult to serve the Lord? Who told you that it's difficult to discipline yourself? Who told you? What if it's the greatest thing you've ever done to discipline yourself to believe God? I mean, what if it's the happiest moment of your life to tell yourself, and you actually believe and start doing, that I have the power to shape the attitude of this day? And is it what happens in a day that dictates whether it's a great day or a bad day, or is it the attitude of that day? I mean, you can go into a business meeting and maybe you have to negotiate, and you can go out of that meeting going, oh, man, that was the hardest negotiation that I've ever had. Or you can come out and say, man, I think that was the most brilliant I've ever heard myself be.
Right.
And I know it was all by the anointing of God, because I said, that could have been a tough day, but it turned out they hit me with the hardest questions.
Yeah.
And seemingly, on paper, it was the toughest negotiation that I've ever experienced. But I feel better than if that had went so easy, I wouldn't have felt as great. I see the power of God.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, look what more than a conqueror. I didn't have to wrestle them. I was able to command that whole table. That whole meeting was commanded by my faith in who Christ in me is. Great is the Lord. God wants us to see how great he is in us. That's why he said they'll look at you and they'll call you blessed. How are they going to call us blessed if we don't start it off ourselves? If you don't believe you are, no one else is going to.
Wow,
start off your day declaring, I am certainly blessed of the Lord, and this is the greatest season of my life. Selah.
Selah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Always awesome. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that God has already opened your mind. I'm going to prophesy, and then I'm going to pray. I prophesy that the word of the Lord has opened up your mind today. God has spoken directly into your spirit. He has awakened you. Every sense of anxiety has left you. You are happy. You're joyful. Your future is incredible. Your future is bright. You look like the church, filled with faith, filled with power, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with wonder. We walk in the prophetic anointing of God. We are worshiping on street corners. We're worshiping in church like never before. I mean, doors are opening to us, unlike doors have ever opened to the church ever before. We're more influential in government, in the arenas of teaching and training. We are more influential in business, and our influence is the word of the Lord. We're able to walk into meetings and prophesy what God is going to do, what man cannot see, just like Moses did, and just like Noah did. Obey the word of the Lord, and God creates a brand new world. God's giving us dominion in the earth. This is not a day that's past. This is the day yet to come. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We are the chosen of God, anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are the greatest seasons of our lives. Nation leaders will call us blessed when they used to laugh and say, who are they and what do they think they can do? We'll show them who we are. We'll close their doors. We'll stop them. We'll tell them what they can and cannot do. The church is rising up in the power of the living God, just like he gave Adam and Eve dominion. We'll be able to say, this is the way it's going to be. Doors will open that were closed. Walls will fall that have stood up strong against the church saying, you can't cross this line. We'll be able to prophesy in every place that we want. The media will listen to us. They'll begin to quote our news. Our words will become their news, and they will hunt us down. They will chase us, not to kill us, not to overcome us, not to put us in chains, but to say, I want the freedom that you have. I want to be liberated from my chains. I want to walk in the freedom that I see you walk in. You're the news that the world wants to hear. If we print what you say, everyone will read it, and we will have more readers. We'll have more people involved, more people excited about what we're writing and what we're saying and what we're communicating through what I have, through what God has given me as a media. I want your word. We'll be the word of the Lord in the king's mouth, that instead of throwing them in the fiery furnace, is saying, come out, and anyone who speaks against the God that these people serve, they'll be thrown in the furnace. God has called us to be a light into the world, to disband the darkness, to make known there's more light than there is darkness. Greater is God that is in you than he that is in the world. This is the face of the church today. And Father, we give you praise. And we thank you, Father, that you open the hearts, the eyes, the ears, and the minds of your people to hear, to see, to say, to know, to walk in the privilege that you've so freely given us, the blood you've shed, the life you've given, so we can walk in the wonder of your word and your will and your mysteries. We declare that the mysteries of Christ will be made known to us in ways we have never known, and that we will say we would have loved to have shared our day with the days of old instead of saying, I wish we could go back and see how it was for them. They look forward to seeing our day. Let us be the fulfillment of that word, the fulfillment of prophecy. We are the seed sown by the Spirit of God in a world that is to know Christ as he is. He that created us, he that called us, he that chose us. I pray for hearts and minds to be yielded and open today to the word of the Lord. I pray that your voice, I pray that your faith will bring such change and transition that you'll be like the mustard seed Jesus talked about. You'll grow up into something that birds, people will be able to flock under your shade, onto your branches. You'll be a resting place. You'll be a place of comfort, a place of confirmation, a place of resolve, a place of answers, a place of hope, a place of joy, a place of peace, a place of power. And Father, we give you praise and we thank you this day, for greater is he that is in us than anything that could be in the world. The word of the Lord is in our mouths. We will prophesy the will of the Father. And as we say it, it will come to pass, for God has said, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God amen. Bless you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
What an incredible season. This is the greatest day of your life. Embrace it and tell yourself, if God is for me, there's not a chance anything can be against me. God bless you. Till next time.